Welcome to In It to Win It. This is Steve Barton, and today we are talking about CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. What are they? Why do we care? Central bank digital currency, it's basically a digital form of currency. The Federal Reserve has issued a white paper on their idea for a CBDC. You can read it in the links below. I'm going to share my screen here, and you can see it for yourself. They are accepting feedback from citizens on this idea for 120 days. So I'm going to share my screen here, and we're going to go right to the Federal Reserve's website where you can see it. The U.S. dollar in the age of digital transformation. They go on down here. Consumers and businesses have long held and transferred money in digital form via bank accounts, online transactions, or app payments. The form of money used in those transactions are liabilities of private entities such as commercial banks. Conversely, a CBDC would be a liability of a central bank like the Federal Reserve. Okay. They also go on. Here's their 40-page document, which turns out to be closer to 26 because there's a page left intentionally blank. It seems like every other page. You can read through this. I did. It's pretty eye-opening. And then you can also submit your feedback here on what you think of it. And they've got 22 questions where you can fill all these out give them your feedback. For example, should a CBDC be legal tender? Should a CBDC pay interest? If so, why and how? If not, why not? All right. So what we've got here, so central bank digital currency, most currency is digital anyways. It's through the use of cards and our cell phones. What's the difference? Right now, currency comes out of your account through your bank and goes into someone else's account through a bank. These would be commercial banks. Where do these banks keep their money? They keep it with the Federal Reserve, right? A CBDC would allow individuals and corporations to keep their currency at the Federal Reserve, eliminating the commercial bank. So the commercial bank would be like your Wells Fargo, your Bank of America, Chase, one of those banks that's a commercial bank. Federal Reserve is a central bank. So countries have their central banks and then they have commercial banks that are branched down after that. Think of it like Lord of the Rings. There's one ring to rule them all, right? One ring to bind them. That's the central bank. So it is much easier to regulate if you have one bank than if you have hundreds of banks, right? I noticed this right away when I was playing online poker regularly as a side hustle. And some banks would allow me to deposit my currency on this online poker site and other banks would not. If you only have one option for a bank, if they don't allow it, you can't use it, right? China is going through a central bank digital currency right now. And with that currency, they are not allowing their citizens to buy Bitcoin. It would be very easy for a central bank to start imposing regulations that may be good or they may be bad, but you don't have a choice. Does that make sense? Take a look at what China's doing right now. As soon as you give one entity this amount of control, they can do whatever they want. You use too much fuel this month. You can't buy any more gas until next month because your carbon footprint is too high. That's a possibility under a CBDC. They want to get rid of paper cash. Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, has said this multiple times. They don't like cash. And although he hasn't outright said why, I would be willing to bet it's because they can't tax it. Okay. My dad used to own a muffler shop when I was a kid, and he would come home and he would be so happy when someone walked in with paper cash because him and his partner would essentially split that and put it in their pocket. And that was it. They didn't have to pay taxes on it, right? It's untraceable. When you go to the food truck and you hand them a $10 bill and they hand you a burrito, I'd be willing to bet that food truck is not claiming that $10 as income, because if they did, they would actually only get $7.50 or probably less, okay? Governments do not like paper cash because they can't tax it. But if you put it all in the form of a CBDC in the form of cards, or you can use it on your phone, that now becomes something that is very easily traceable and very easily taxed. Okay, everything could be a tax target. With having a CBDC, they could track everything you do. You want to have a garage sale. Okay, well, there's no cash, so everything is transacted through digital, right? They could potentially tax that. They have to pay for all of this stimulus somehow. It's not free, okay? We have to pay through it through the form of inflation and taxes. And with the CBDC would be an excellent answer for governments because now they could tax every transaction. Now, the Federal Reserve is asking for feedback on this. They're collecting public feedback, just like I showed you in the form. They don't want to move forward with this without congressional approval. Just the data collection alone, okay? The amount of control that they would have over every single American and every corporation's finances and their transactions would make a dictator cream pants, okay? This is the direction that they're going. I don't know that us filling out this form is really going to change anything. They're going to get your email and they're going to get your name and your IP address. And is that really information that you want? I look at it like this is the direction they're going. You can only take the hand that you're dealt and you have to play it. So I don't know that you and I are going to really make a difference, but what can we do now that we know that this is coming? This is happening far faster than I thought it would, but they've already released a paper on it. They're asking for feedback. This is the train that's coming. What do we do? I would argue we get some currency out of the banks, even in the form of paper currency, okay? The banks do not have cash. David Morgan, the silver guru, he estimates that there is about 5% of paper cash for all the dollars in existence, okay? About half of that is outside of America. And I've seen this in my travels. When you go to Panama, they use U.S. dollars cash. When you go to El Salvador, they use U.S. dollars cash. Nicaragua, haven't been to Somalia, but they do the same. So about half of the dollars of the cash is outside of America, leaving half of that inside America, okay? So we're down to 2.5%. About half of that is in our pockets and is in the cash registers of businesses inside America. The other half, leaving 1.25%, is actually in the banks. So imagine a bank has, we'll just keep the numbers easy. Let's say they have $100 in numbers on everyone's accounts. They actually only have $1.25 for every $100 that they should have in there in the form of paper cash. So when countries start to go through times of economic uncertainty, people go to the banks and there's what's called a bank run and they try to withdraw their paper cash. Banks see, they can see on their balance sheets, just like I told you, that they only have 1.25% of what they should have to back up the numbers in accounts. And they put a limit on how much you can withdraw. They'll all of a sudden come out and say, you can only withdraw $300 a week in paper cash. Okay. How is that going to work? Okay. If you pull a little bit of currency, a little bit of paper cash out now, if there is no bank run, who cares? If there is, at least you got it, right? I would also argue put your money into physical, tangible assets, form of gold and silver. Have a little bit of Bitcoin, just something outside of the system. You don't need a lot. But this is simply an insurance plan in case this actually happens and in case you actually ever need it. If you do need it, you're going to be damn glad you had it. Andy Schechtman says, follow the big money. Why not just do what they're doing? Get liquid, buy real assets. Countries, central banks, and big CEOs are hoarding gold. Just follow the big money. You guys saw my episode on Elon Musk. That's what he's doing. He's selling his stock and buying physical gold. Why would he do that? Okay. Hit like, subscribe, and share this video with anyone that you really think needs to hear it. Thank you for watching. There's a list of affiliates that I have below on where I purchase my precious metals. And if you feel so inclined, fill out that form that the Federal Reserve is asking for. I will talk to you next week.